underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off on Friday, and we started speaking about the fact that it's not about the money. And we'll explain in detail what we're talking about. When we looked at Genesis 14, how these kings came to attack other kings and how they got the bounty from the countries and the nations where they were victorious over them, they took their spoils with them. And we picked this up, and we wanted to find out what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah with Lot. In particular, being there, he happened to be the nephew of Abraham. And we want to find out what actually happened right there. And so let's pick it up again. We're looking at verse 11 of Genesis 14. So let's join the service right now.
Verse 11. Then the victors plundered. Everyone say plundered. Plundered Sodom and Gomorrah and carried off all their wealth and food. All their wealth. And all their food, that's what they did to all the nations that they would plunder and attack. Are you with me now? And went on their homeward way. So now these guys have got these oxen-loaded carts full of the spoils of war and the victory. And they are now moving on out. So they've defeated those five rebellious nations. They've defeated all the others, and they've plundered all their goods. Plunder means to steal goods from a place or person, typically using force and in a time of war or civil disorder. But Sodom and Gomorrah and those kingdoms, especially Sodom, made a fatal mistake. Who was living in Sodom? Lot was living in Sodom. Who was Lot? Lot happens to be the nephew of Abram. You got it? So now, watch here. Verse 12. Taking with them all the plunder, and they went homeward bound, taking with them Lot, Abram's nephew who lived in Sodom, and all he owned as well. Amen? So he's taking everything. They take everything, but they make the mistake of taking Lot. Had they have left Lot, nothing would have happened to them. They would have got away with it scot-free. But they went and took Lot. Verse 13. One of the men who escaped came and told Abram, the Hebrew, who was camping among the oaks belonging to Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol and Anah, Abram's allies. He came and told him. And when Abraham learned that Lot had been captured, he called together the men born into his household. Everyone say, born into his household. Now Abram, we know, had two sons. He hadn't had the second one yet. And he had Ishmael from his maid, Sarai's maid. And Hagar, that's her name. Ishmael was the son. And then he had the promised child called Isaac. Amen. So these people were not born children of him. They were children of God. They followed God as they followed Abram. God said, go and follow. And Abram took those that were born in his house and he taught them about God. He must have told them, God told me to go and do this. So they believed in God and they acted out in God. These were godly men. Yeah. Come on. Born in his household. 318 of them in all, and chased after the retiring army as far as Dan. 318 men. You have to be of God to take on something that big. 318 of them chasing four kings with all their armies. 318. Remember, someone else did something very similar with 300 men. Who was that? Gideon. Gideon, God said, you got too many men, get rid of some. You still got too many men, get rid of more. You still got too many men, get rid of more. Tell them to drink. The ones that drink like a dog, take them with you. Don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think, but think highly. He said, don't think more highly of yourself, Romans 12:3. So we got to think highly who we are in Christ, but don't be proud. Don't think more highly than you ought to think, because unto every man has been given the measure of faith, every man and woman. So we've got to know who we are in Christ, and we've got to declare it and prophesy, I'm a child of God. I think very highly about that. I am a child of God, and I am the authority in Christ. And God always causes me to triumph. I think very highly with the scriptures in me. But in my own strength, oh, lowly. Uh-oh. My wife said, uh-oh. Amen. So they take Lot and all of these guys, and they do that whole deal. And these 318 men that knew God at the stage chased them all the way to Dan. Wow. I want you to write this down. Make a little note here. Only those who know how to win spiritual battles, write this down. Only those who know how to win spiritual battles will be successful in the physical realm. Listen to what I'm saying. Only those who know how to win spiritual battles will be successful in the physical realm. You see, there's success and there's good success. Good success is knowing you're a child of God and going to be with Him for eternity. You don't get better success than that. Can you say amen? Remember, it's not about the money. And so Abram was a pioneer. He left all, and he took all the men born of God in his house to follow with him. The pioneer. The definition of the word pioneer is a person who is one of the first people to do something. A person who is among the first to explore or settle a new country or area. A person who develops or will be the first to use or apply a new method, an area of knowledge or activity. And like I said, some of you are going to have to be that person in your own families, in your cousins, uncles, and aunts. It's going to take somebody. It took Jesus Christ for everybody, but it's going to take somebody to start the process of salvation in your families. And if it's going to be you, you're going to face flack. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How many of you know what I'm talking about? You're one of those Jesus freaks. You hear that, right? And it comes from your family. Come on. And you look at your family and they're so religious. They're steeped in religion if they confess to be children of God in any shape and form, right? They're steeped in religion. All they got is religion. They don't have relation. You understand? I didn't even know I had to be born again for 25 years of my life. I did not know I had to be born again. I didn't know the scripture said you must be born again or else you can't get into the kingdom of heaven. I never knew it was there. I knew Jesus died. I knew he took 39 lashes on his back. I knew all about that. But I never had a clue that I have to, for myself, receive. And you know what? My parents didn't know. My parents, they loved Jesus with all their heart. But they didn't know to tell me, listen, son, you need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior like we did with our children. And when they did it when they were young, as they came older, they did it of their own accord. I didn't know that I could live by faith and not be sick. They did not teach me. Amen. So when it comes to pioneering the faith in my family, I'm it. Yep. I'm it. And when I went to preach, when I went back to South Africa the 1 year, after God's given me all this information and just downloading these revelations into my life, I went and my brother sets us up with all of our uncles, aunts, and cousins. And I felt like Daniel or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. either of the two, walking into the fire or walking into the lion's den. And they all sat down. They, oh, Gerard, it's so wonderful to see you, my godmother and everyone, kissing me and so happy to see me. And I said, okay, my brother, loudmouth Martin, you got to listen to him. He knows something. He knows what he's talking about. This is a guy who followed Confucius. I'm telling you the truth. Confucius was his god. Yeah. He said, you got to listen to Jerry, because now I've been speaking to him. You got to listen to Jerry. He's got something to say. And all of these people, they pull chairs out. And they're sitting around tables and chairs like a service. And I look at all my uncles and aunts and cousins. And I start preaching, and the one woman jumps up. She says, if you're not speaking from the dowry rings, we don't want to hear you. I'm thinking, you the nice cousin, Cousin Ruby? You're always so nice to me. Now you want to kill me? I'm not joking. Your own family and friends, when you're a pioneer, will come against you. They'll think you're insane when you say, you know what? I'm going to believe for this headache to go without taking medication. You're nuts. You're one of those Jesus people. You need to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Watch out when you tell them. Use wisdom. Use wisdom. So I brought a message there, and it was not received. I'll just tell you now, it was not received because I wasn't preaching from the Dowie Rames. That's the Catholic Bible. But it says the exact same thing in John 3:3 and Romans 10:9 and 10. And so I feel I was a pioneer in that area because now I was able to, and my wife was too, because, well, she's not the pioneer because her mother was, but in her family. But now my wife and myself are able to train our kids up so that they don't have to go through all of that kind of stuff. You understand? You understand? We forge the way. We forge ahead. And we do it, and we want people to see the truth and the light. That's what my life is all about. You understand? Oh, Jesus, help me. Okay. So, Abraham, he leaves Abram. He left God. I mean, he left his house. And he goes with 318 men to attack these conquering allied armies. These vicious, victorious kings who know about war, they know strategy. Abram is coming from stargazing. He was a stargazer. That's what he did. Fortune teller type of guy. And God chooses him and says, I'm going to bring the Hebrew nation through you, and Christ is going to come through your seed. Jesus comes through the seed of Abraham. Come on. A stargazer. There's hope for us all. If you had your little Ouija board, confess, repent, and get over it, and move forward with God. He's got big plans. Amen. Big plans for your life. Amen. Come on. And so Abram, who's got no clue about war, nothing. He doesn't know how to fight. He doesn't have weapons. He takes 318 men and says, let's go get them, boy. We're going to get them. And they take off after these kings. Now, these kings, I'm sure that they were celebrating the instant wealth and instant millionaire status. I'm sure, right? And how did they party? Guys in the army. Glug, 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 right? So I'm sure they were having a party that night in their victorious ways. And yeah, we whipped them. And yet come 318 men. And they go, boo. And these 318 men think they're being attacked by the Egyptian army. And they stand up and they take off. They run. They flee. They flee. 318 men, 50 to 100,000 others. 318 men. Think about what God can do.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter.